So, Port St. Joe. Mm-hmm.
And you said Port St. Joe is a far west end of...
Farthest.
And if something belongs to me, you say it's...
It's mine.
Mm-hmm. Or to you, it's...
It's yours.
Mm-hmm. Or to...
Theirs.
Or to him.
His.
When people have been to visit you and you really enjoy their visit, what might you say to them when they leave?
I really enjoyed your visiting with me.
And if no one else will look out for them, you say they've got to look out for
them. Themselves.
Or nobody will do it for me, better do it
himself.
Okay. Ask you some different kinds of stuff. Can you tell me about some of the different kinds of breads?
Sure, I can.
People eat around here.
Yes. Right. Biscuits. I make me use, I use Bisquick, and that's what I use anyway. And we have cornbread. Different kinds of cornbread. We have fried cornbread, we call it hush puppies.
And
we
have, how do you make those?
Oh, you take onions and you take eggs and you take a little baking powders and a little flour and white cornmeal. Mix it together and let it rise a little bit, and you spoon it into hot fat until it gets done. Okay, that's one way. Our better way is to buy some prepared mix and just put water to it. That's the best way to do it. You're always sure of a good product that way.
Mm-hmm. What other kinds of cornbread?
Yes. You ever hear of hoe cake?
How do you make that?
Simple. You take a bread and mix it with meal and a little salt. And you put it into an iron skillet. You put it over a fire, and cook it on one side, and flip it over and fix the other side. That's corn pone, corn bread. Haven't seen it done in years though. But I've seen it done years ago here. My mother used to do that. You'd break it off in chunks, and or you can bake it in the oven. Okay, another way too is to put it into a special container built for cornbread. It looks like a corn stick, you know. Mm-hmm. You bake it in there and it comes out like a ear of corn.
Have a different name for it then?
Yes, I think it's corn sticks.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen any made with down in the ashes?
Yes, I've done it myself.
What do you call that?
Well, it's like hoe cake, same thing. Like they used to use a hoe back in the slavery days. Cook it on a hoe.
Have you seen any that you have to dip out, kind of like mashed potatoes?
Cornbread or the mm-hmm. mixture? The mixture.
Cornbread itself. You have to dip it out with a spoon. You
ever Never
seen
have. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen any that was cooked in with greens?
Yes.
What'd you call that?
Dumplings. I wouldn't give any dumplings like that. That's mm-hmm. too sudden for me.
Mm-hmm. And what about the kind of bread that comes in a loaf that you buy at the store? What's your term for that?
Well, there's another expression I use, I call it light bread. Mm-hmm. Yes, still, I still use that term, light bread.
Me too, yeah.
I don't know why. Mm-hmm.
Any other kinds of bread made out of flour besides
yes.
light bread biscuits you might?
Uh-huh. Yes, there's rolls. Then there is all types of flour that you can use, you know. There's whole wheat and different kinds.
What's your term for the stuff that you put in a bread? Not baking powder, it's in a small packet and dry and green.
Yeast, yeah.
Did you ever heard that called? You know?
Never have.
And let's see. You mentioned biscuits. Any other kind of things you might eat for breakfast? Any other kinds of bread?
Mm, toast.
Anything else?
Rolls. Pancakes.
What was
your favorite? Using butter and syrup.
Mm-hmm.
They have one that's called syrup, and I call it syrup because that's